Today we're on the Missouri River visiting with Game Warden Supervisor Jackie Lundstrom. We're going to talk about a weekend coming up called Operation Drywater. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jackie, tell our viewers, what is Operation Drywater?
Operation Drywater is an enhanced enforcement weekend where we publicize and talk to the boaters and recreationalists of North Dakota in regards to the dangers of boating and drinking. It's a national campaign that our department has participated in for several years now.
Okay, when is it?
This year it falls over the 4th of July weekend, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Okay, even though we're on the Missouri River today, it's a statewide campaign.
Correct. Statewide and national campaign.
Jackie, what can boaters expect during Operation Drywater?
Boaters can expect to be checked for safety equipment and also be talked to about the dangers of boating and drinking. We encourage everybody that's out on the water to make sure that they have a sober driver for the entire time that they're on the water.
And that's a busy, busy weekend typically.
Correct. 4th of July weekend is a big holiday weekend. Families and friends get together, host parties and picnics, and it's important to make sure that there is somebody capable of operating the boat to get back to shore safely.
And during that weekend, July's typically hot. You mix that with alcohol. What kind of effects can a person have?
So on a hot summer day, no matter if it's the 4th of July weekend or any other time, the wind like we have today, the hot temperatures of 100 degrees can dehydrate a person very quickly. If you're not keeping yourself hydrated with non-alcoholic beverages and making sure that you are having something to eat, those are things that you can help keep your body and mind in good shape.
And one thing that people take for granted too, whether drinking or not, they should always have a life jacket available.
Correct. Safety is our number one importance on the water, and making sure that there's a wearable life jacket on board for everybody is important. And that includes those little infant babies that individuals sometimes will just carry on in a baby carrier. They are required to have a life jacket on.
How about people recreating on canoes, paddle boards, and kayaks?
All stand-up paddle boards, canoes, kayaks are required to have a wearable life jacket on board. Now, we obviously encourage all water users to wear that life jacket at all times, especially here on the Missouri River where temperatures can barely be 60, 65 degrees. North Dakota is a cold water state, even in the summer.
Okay, and game wardens and sheriff's departments from around the state, they're gonna be looking for what?
So we look for erratic driving on the water, just like any other time, overloaded boats, lighting violations, license violations. Those are the things that you're going to get stopped and talked to. And then we'll deep dive into those safety equipment and whether or not the operator's been drinking.
Jackie, people like to have fun during the 4th of July. If the driver decides to have too much fun, we need to have somebody that knows how to drive the boat.
Correct. And that's where it's important to plan that day out. Have somebody that's willing to be your designated driver on the boat, just like you would if you were driving your vehicle on land.
Okay, and the number one goal for the Game and Fish Department and Game Wardens is what?
Make sure everyone gets home safely.
A lot of great information, Jackie.